Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Kim Sayet, Director of the National Portrait Gallery.
And we are discussing the, I guess it's the biannual, not annual, American Portrait Gala. I kind of view it as, you know, everyone in town, you know, the Kennedy Center has their Kennedy Center honors, or, you know, Library of Congress does the Gershwin Prize with Tony Bennett we just went to, which was amazing. But I love that you guys have this now, too. So this is the second time we're doing it. I guess explain, before we go into this year's awesome slate of recipients, go into year one. Which was 2015. Who was honored, and how did you get it off the ground?
Well, the thinking actually is, unlike the Kennedy Center, which really focuses on the arts, let's say, and the Library of Congress, of course, focuses on literature and actually also arts and music as pertaining to their collections, portraiture really is cross-disciplinary. So we have scientists, we have performers, we have people in the political area. So it really is cross-disciplinary. And the real goal for us, we have sort of three things that we look for. One is that to tell people that we do collect contemporary living people. We also have their portraits done by contemporary artists. And then the final bit is to sort of really talk about the mission of the Portrait Gallery being national. We're the only one in the country, and to raise funds for our exhibitions. So that sort of puts it in context. Just to remind everyone that we are about living people and living artists. So the first time we did this was in 2015, and we had five remarkable Americans. Hank Aaron, the great...
Oh, yeah. You know, 755 baseballer. Home runs.
Yeah, yeah. We had Caroline Herrera, who is this amazing fashion designer, but of course businesswoman. Corporal Kyle Carpenter, who's the youngest Medal of Freedom honoree. He was actually severely injured in Afghanistan on his tour of duty. We had Aretha Franklin, who sang. And we had Maya Lin, who, of course, architect and still contemporary artist who does incredible work. So it was really wonderful. We have this new commission of her, actually, and it's a little tiny myelin that was done as a 3D printing. It's a sculpture. Oh, cool. And I actually asked her, why did you pick this artist for your portrait? And she said, well, you know, I became quite famous very young. And she said, you know, I sort of had this this bigger-than-life public persona, and I'm actually quite shy, and I'm actually quite a small person, you know, in terms of stature. Right. And she said to me, well, I kind of more identify as someone I don't need a lot of attention. I didn't need a big picture, but this is kind of like a small Maya in the galleries, and it's really kind of incredible.
This year's lineup is incredible. And like you said, it's across disciplines. We have former Secretary of State. We have a filmmaker. We have a dance choreographer. We have an AIDS researcher. Who are this year's recipients?
So we have Spike Lee, Bill T. Jones, Rita Moreno, David Ho, the AIDS research scientist who's done amazing things. And then we also have Madeleine Albright. And what I love, actually, is that we asked each of the honorees, who would you like to give you the award? You know, who would you like to
Who's
have?
Who's going
to
induct you? Yeah, yeah.
And so each of them has picked someone really kind of interesting. Madeleine Albright said, I'd like Robert Redford to give me the award. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'd like that too, you know. And he said yes.
He's coming. Wow.
So that's kind of exciting.
Kind of.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. And I just think that's so cool that, you know, here's Madeleine Albright. She's like, you know, I want this really amazing, of course, charismatic actor and, of course, so environmental, as he's done a lot for education as well. So
let's go by them one by one, if you don't mind. While we're talking about Madeleine Albright, and you can say why they deserve it and then who's inducting them, and we'll go one by one.
Okay. So Madeleine Albright actually became the first female Secretary of State in 1997 and became at that point the highest ranking woman in the history of the US government, which is kind of remarkable. But she herself, as you know, came from a family from Czechoslovakia. They are immigrants that came to this country, which I think also at this current moment is really important to you know, the legacy of immigrants. She has she served, of course, on President Clinton's cabinet and on the National Security Council. In 2012, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. She currently serves as the chair of the National Democratic Institute for International Affairs. She's still very involved, actually, on the world stage. And I think as One of the things I appreciate about her is she's very much a mentor for young women. She's really the symbol for what young women can achieve. She's terribly gracious. The portrait, I should mention that everybody who is honoured, we have their portrait in the collection.
Naturally.
Yep. So the portrait is done by artist Timothy Greenfield Sanders, who will also be at the event tonight. And it was on the cover of her book, actually. It was done in 2005, and she's looking directly at you, and she's wearing this peace pin in the shape of a dove that was given to her by Leah Rabin. And, you know, she's very much known for those pins mm-hmm. that she would wear depending on what the situation was and which head of state and what country. Yeah. So it's actually a terrific picture, and that'll be up on view, and the public can come and have a look at it over the next year.
Just to clarify something for me, are these each brand new portraits done just for this event, or some of them are already in there?
All of the portraits, with I think one exception, have all come in the last 2 years.
Okay, so rather recent.
Yeah, okay. Recent portraits.
Awesome. And Redford is coming to induct her. He'll say a few words.
Redford is coming. So my hope is actually they're going to come out together. And in fact, we have a teen museum council. They are going to, it's a very hefty award, actually. It's in a silhouette of two portraits. It's heavy. And it was designed by a local artist, Barton Rubenstein, and our teenagers will be holding those awards, and then they're very excited because they get to meet all of these incredible yeah. people, and they will hand it to Robert Redford, who will then obviously give it to Secretary Albright. I'm hoping that we're going to hear a little bit more about their friendship. I hope that there's a little bit of rapport on stage yeah. and they have a bit of a chat, and I can just imagine, oh, Robert, oh, Madeline, you know, I'm hoping that's going to happen, you know.
Madam Secretary yes. and the Sundance Kid.
Yes,
there we go.
Exactly. What a duo, right?
Love it.
Then we have David Ho, who is the founding scientific director and chief executive officer of the R and Diamond AIDS Research Center. He actually has been at the forefront of AIDS research since the beginning of the epidemic. And in fact, in the mid-1990s, he developed what's known as the cocktail. And in fact, it was an antiretroviral therapy that now over 14 million people have benefited from and has extended their lives. There's a lot of talk going on right now that the AIDS virus is going to be cured in the next couple of years. Dr. Ho's right at the forefront of that. It's kind of incredible, right? We're really, again, excited. Now, the portrait of him is this amazing kind of very modern-looking picture.
Oh, wow, look at that.
He's looking at images of cells and the body, but it's actually really beautiful. There's greens and reds, and he's wearing these reflecting glasses, and you
it's
can
like
see...
John Lennon.
Yeah, it's very cool, right? He's a cool yeah. science guy.
Yeah.
And it was actually the cover of the Time magazine. He became Man of the Year in 1996. And we at the Portrait Gallery have all the original artwork of the Time magazine covers. Wow. So that's how it came to us.
Talk about how sort of that, I'm sure this is why he became the Man of the Year that year, was just talk about prior to that moment in time, how unknown and scary of the thing this was. And then only until that point on, it's become, like you're saying, we might have a cure soon.
Right. I mean, I think there was a lot of misinformation about AIDS at that time. Of course, it's during the Reagan era. We know that the president was late in sort of really dealing with the crisis. I think a lot of people had no idea how it spread. There was a lot of fear in the community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, David Ho was one of those early scientists who said, you know, let's really work out what's happening. Mm-hmm. Another scientist in the collection is Matilda Krim, actually. She was also on the forefront of AIDS research, and her portrait has come into the collection in the last 12 months.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who's going to be inducting David Ho?
The head of the School of Medicine at Yale University, Gerald Friedland, also a medical doctor and a peer and a mentor. And so they've known each other. And I think I met them for the first time last night, and they're not just charming and obviously brilliant, but they're very good friends, and you can tell that they're actually having a good time. They said to me, "We're having a great time."
So, that's great.
Yeah, right.
Was he wearing those cool glasses when you saw him last night?
No, he wasn't.
Different.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is getting darker outside. I think.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, Bill T. Jones.
Bill T. Jones. So what's not to love, right? He's an artist, a choreographer, dance theater director. He actually really was the first to create these amazing performances that blended modern and traditional dance. He actually became, he founded his own dance company with his partner Arnie Zane, because, you know, there were less opportunities for an African-American person to have opportunities in the stage and theater.
And he passed away, right? Was it AIDS?
Yes.
Was it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Just to tie into the previous Henri.
Exactly, right? It all, you know, a couple of degrees of separation, as they say. And they'd started that company in 1982. He's really been exploring, the whole issues, I think, not just of performance, but of course of identity. He's very much interested in education. The company is still very much training and working with young people. He actually also received a National Medal of the Arts from President Barack Obama in 2013. And he's a winner of 2 Tony Awards.
What did he win for?
His first Tony Award was actually for his choreography of Spring Awakening in 2007. And his second was for his choreography of Fela in 2010, which he also directed. And so he also has won a number of other awards, a Distinguished Alumni Award, actually last year from his alma mater at the State University of New York at Binghamton, where he began his dance training. So he's just also an amazing person. Now, we have a wonderful portrait of him that was done by the famous portrait artist Robert Mapplethorpe in 1985. And he's, as a performer, he's standing on one leg. It's sort of this contrapposto, to use a classical art history term, but he's balancing, basically. Yeah. And he has this real attitude, right? And he has this most amazing dance, his body. It's really tall and stretched, and he has this look of confidence, and it's amazing picture. And now, obviously,
you guys got to come check out this portrait. Yes, you can't see it in radio, great. But man, you got
to
come check it out.
Come to the museum and come and see it. And you can see it online, of course, on our website, which is npg.si, which stands for SmithsonianInstitution.org, because we are one of the Smithsonians.
Everybody, let's keep reminding them that. Yeah, Who's inducting Mr. Jones?
Oh, this is really wonderful, actually. The conceptual artist, Glenn Ligon. And again, you know, in the spirit of we're all friends here, we actually are just purchasing one of his first video pieces. Glenn has actually done this amazing installation that you walk into with 7 videos of Richard Pryor.
Really?
Yeah. So at some point we'll get that up soon. So we've known Glenn for a long time. We've been following his work. He's another artist that's really dealing with issues of, you know, race and identity, gender. But it's interesting that they both know each other. And when we asked Bill T. Jones, who would you like to have give you the award? He said, I want Glenn Ligon. And we said, that's great, because we love him too.
Yeah.
And we already know him very well. So
lots of creative crossover.
There's lots of, the world is actually a very small place in many ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we get to Spike Lee. And of course,
Who needs no introduction.
In fact, he has this new series about to come out, I think, around Thanksgiving. But he is, you know, one of the most highly respected filmmakers. He became at the forefront of, I didn't realize this was a term, but apparently the Black New Wave of American cinema. He was raised in Brooklyn. He received his MA from New York University's Tisch School of the Arts in the 80s, but then has gone on to do incredible things, from his 1989 film Do the Right Thing, got an Academy Award nomination.
What a movie. Yeah. It is powerful. Yeah. That was actually the Obama's first date movie. Did you know that?
Oh, that's
they went
right.
to see that. Yeah. And then how many? Yeah, exactly like 20 years later, he got inducted. That's wild.
Yeah, exactly.
Powerful movie.
And we're in the 25th anniversary of Malcolm X, right, this year. It came out in 92.
There you go. You could be doing this. Yeah, you should have been writing.
When we get to the movie guy, that's when I jump in.
He got an Emmy, right? When the Levees Broke, mm-hmm. A Requiem in 4 Acts in 2006.
Katrina.
Exactly. So he's still very outspoken. He's very provocative. People often talk about him, you know, as being sort of the social conscience. I think all good artists today are sort of active and, you know, that's their role, is to sort of bring to light the things that we may have been thinking, but no one said, to either put that into dance or into a poem or into a film, or, you know, and to say, let's have that conversation. Now, the picture is amazing. And what I love about it, just to describe for everyone, because, of course, this is radio, it's a photograph by the artist Jesse Froman, who's also going to be at the event. And it is Spike who's wearing this kind of hat. It actually has, it's the hat of his production company, and it has this sort of symbol, but it's kind of got like racing stripes on it. So graphically, it's very strong. And he's got this hat on, he's wearing glasses, and then he is shading his eyes with one hand, looking directly out at you. And in the other hand, he's holding a giant camera, actually a movie camera. So what I love about this is a very meta moment, because you have on the other end of this, of course, the photographer who's photographing a photographer who's looking at the photographer. And in the middle of all of this, we're looking at this kind of relationship that's going on. So it's this, you know, I think very kind of postmodern moment. And he is unflinching in his gaze. One of the things I often say to people when you're looking at portraiture, look at who's looking at who. So are you being directly questioned? Are they looking straight at you and saying, okay, I'm here, what are you going to do about it? Yeah. Or are they looking off in the distance and you're a bit of a voyeur, you're looking at them? So who's doing the looking? Who's in the place of power, right?
That's fascinating.
And Spike is absolutely in the place of power in this picture. And it is indeed, you know, life size when it's in the gallery. So it's a really amazing picture, just terrific work of art.
Who will be inducting him?
He is being inducted by the Basketball Hall of Famer, Patrick Ewing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
Georgetown alum, too.
A Georgetown alum. They've been friends forever. Again, I'm looking forward to that moment. They're going to come up on stage together. The team will be there, very excited. And I'm hoping that we'll hear a little bit about their relationship. That's my hope.
Well, I know Spike's always been a big basketball fan, too. He's always seen him at the Garden. They did some commercials with Michael Jordan where he was sitting on top of the hoop. I remember a lot. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
how'd you get Patrick Ewing? Did Spike? I mean, I guess if Spike Lee says, "Hey,
well,
if he calls,
no,
you say yes."
It's not a hard call, actually. Just say, you know, "Hey, we're honoring Spike Lee, and he wants you to give him the award." And then, what are you going to say?
When and where?
Yeah. So that's actually the easy part. The hard part is to get all these five people on a date at the same time.
Schedule, yeah.
Yeah, the scheduling is a bit of a nightmare, which is why doing it every 2 years is really helpful.
Yeah. Like the Olympics, like we said earlier.
Yeah, well, Olympics is it's every 4 years, right?
Yeah, well, winter, summer.
Yeah, every election, we have an election, we have Olympics, which the elections are Olympics as well, so it's kind of Olympic season.
This is the midterms.
Yeah, it's a different, yeah, exactly, right.
All right, Rita Moreno.
Rita Moreno, of course, she got what we would call the four Grand Slam awards. She has got an Oscar, an Emmy, a Tony, and a Grammy. In fact, she's got two Emmys. You know, she's now 87 years old. She is still, I don't know, I used to say that the 60s are the new 50s are the new, you know, but she looks like she's still young. She's got all this energy. She's incredible. She's incredibly gracious. She really is one of the very few people who have, you know, been able to cross over into all of these different art forms. She got the Oscar in 1962, of course, when, as we all remember, she played Anita in The West Side Story. I mean, what an amazing...
Unbelievable.
And we have a picture of her in one of the dance numbers, right, you know.
I want to live in America.
Yeah, I want to live in America.
So
da, 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 da.
Yep. Which is really, if you listen to it today, man, what is it? Life is all right in America if you're all white in America. Like, there's still some really timely lines in there.
Yeah, it's really kind of sad when history does repeat. One of the things we hope to do at the Portrait Gallery is to remind people that it's good to look back in time and maybe avoid some of the mistakes of the past. But
when you're looking back, you're actually kind of looking forward in a weird way.
You
know what I mean?
And in fact, you know, portraiture is always contemporary, because even if it's someone long since passed, and the artist indeed too, you're standing out in front of that picture at that time, or sculpture, or whatever it is. And, you know, our perceptions of people change. So, you know, we've just redone our Hall of Presidents. And, you know, President Lyndon Baines Johnson has come back into vogue. You know, we all know with the recent movie of the passing of the civil rights legislation. So we're talking about him again. You know, so it's interesting. You know, people come in and out of favor as life goes on.
But Rita, man, So she was also singing in the rain, King and I, West Side Story. Come on.
Yeah, she's amazing. Over 40 films, actually. She got a Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004 and the National Medal of Arts, both from President Obama. She's received a Kennedy Center Honor for her lifetime contributions. She's just an amazing, amazing woman. And the person giving her the award, and I find this really interesting, is a journalist, Andrea Mitchell.
Really?
Yeah.
She was just hosting Meet the Press this morning.
Yeah.
In for Chuck Tan.
Yeah. So, you know, here are these two incredible women, these strong women who've made an impact in both of their fields. They know each other, which I think is just wonderful that sort of, you know, hashtag girl boss, right? They're together. Yeah. So that will be really exciting. And I think we've talked
Did you say who did her portrait?
Did we say that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. So her portrait's been done by Adele, who is an artist whose work is in the collection, but it's done in 1984. She's in costume, and she's looking at the gaze straight out at you.
But it's sort of like a side-eye look right at us. It's not a... because she's facing to the side.
Well, she's facing to the side, and she is sitting with her elbows on her knees. She's obviously in makeup and costume. She's got these amazing eyelashes, and she's got full lip, and she's very glamorous. She's looking out at you, and it's kind of a quizzical look, right? Mm-hmm. I feel that she's not really assessing you in the same way that Spike Lee is, but she is certainly, you know, she's looking at you and saying, yeah, you know, knowing her, I wouldn't be at all surprised. She's like, you know what, I wouldn't mind being your friend. She's a very personable woman and just very warm.
Yeah, we met her at the Kennedy Center Honors, and then we interviewed her on the phone one time, and she's so down to earth. We asked her what if she had any words of peace for the Sharks and the Jets all these years later, and she said, no, I'd tell them to get lost. I still can't stand the Jets, but in a joking way. Yeah. It was she's lovely.
And so finally, you know, I should mention that it's going to be fun. Right, and we have Esperanza Spalding doing the entertainment, and Esperanza's portrait is also in the collection. It's not up currently, but it was up most of last year, and it's a video portrait. And I can describe this one for you. Actually, it was done by the winner of our portrait competition of 2013. His name is Bo Gehring, and Bo has this incredible way of doing a portrait where he asks someone to lie down on a piece of canvas. So it's that old idea of painting a canvas, but this way he puts a camera on a sort of a trolley, I guess, that hovers above the person as they're lying down.
Like a dolly track kind of?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a moving track camera. Yeah. And it gets so close to them that you can see every detail. And it starts at the feet and it ends at the head. And we ask, or he asks the sitter to pick a piece of music that is important to them. So she picked Wayne Shorter's Tade, who's a mentor and a friend. And the camera is timed to the music. So at the time that this was done, I'm going to say it was in 2015. I'd have to double check that. But she really thought about what she was going to wear. Her shoes are made out of recycled pieces of furniture. Her clothes are recycled, you know, artisan clothing. And it's like this kind of landscape. But you get to her hands and you see her breathing. And then you get to this gorgeous face and this amazing hair. But she's coming to perform and she'll get us all up and dancing. And it'll be terrific.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So it's a little, it's not just the awards. It's, you'll get a little performance too.
Oh, a lot of performance. You know, really the whole point of this is to, you know, recognize these incredible Americans, as I said, to tell the story that the Portrait Gallery is an exciting and contemporary place to be. We like to have a lot of fun. It's also really serious. We have, you know, conversations that are critically important, I think, to the nation and indeed the world. All of these honorees are dealing with, you know, important things, whether it is, in fact, race relations or whether it's the AIDS or international affairs. Mm-hmm. And artists play that role, right? There are these intermediaries between somebody's art and their achievement. And then many, many centuries later, those works will be in the National Portrait Gallery, the Smithsonian's National Collection for future generations. But I also love the fact that we do have, you know, we're very involved with our teenagers. They're going to be there. We have... we're opening this up as much as we can to have people come and look at these portraits. They'll be up for almost 10 months. We're free. You can come. We only close one day a year, which is a Christmas day, and we're open till 7 o'clock at night. So if you can,
which is later than a lot of the other ones.
It's actually the latest of all of them.
Yeah,
yeah. So if you're in Washington, D.C., come by to the Portrait Gallery. We're surrounded by great food and lots of restaurants, so it's a great place. We've got literally a subway underneath us. And if you don't, you know, come and visit us online because those portraits are available to look at online. So yeah.
Plug the website one more time for us.
It is NPG, so that stands for National Portrait Gallery, .si, Smithsonian Institution, .edu, because we're an educational institution, so npg.si.edu. But if you put National Portrait Gallery, make sure that you put National Portrait Gallery Washington. There is one, of course, in London and Australia and Scotland, and we're part of a sort of a coterie of portrait galleries. But I'd like to say, because it's true, we're the best one.
We're the national.
We're the National Portrait Gallery of the United States of America.